SWOT analysis. The SWOT analysis is used to assess an organization's ability to implement a strategy and defend itself against competition. The acronym SWOT is explained by its definition in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. A SWOT analysis is an analysis of the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of and to an organization. SWOT analysis is useful in developing strategy. C. Environmental scanning. Strengths and weaknesses reflect internal conditions that favor or damage competitiveness, while opportunities and threats reflect external conditions that impact the organization. The internal and external aspects of the analysis are related. A SWOT analysis for the fast fashion retailer is shown in Exhibit 1-21. Exhibit 1-21. Fast Fashion Retailers SWOT Analysis. Strengths. Strengths include the resources and capabilities identified in the resource and capability analysis. Some may have scored high on the VRIN test for sustainable competitive advantage, but not all. Strengths that do not have VRIN characteristics may still contribute to strategy in the short term. While more sustainable, long-lived advantages are being developed. Strengths include an organization's core process and its core competencies, which are defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as core process, the unique capability that is central to a company's competitive strategy. Core competencies, skills or knowledge that enable a firm to provide the greatest level of value to its customers in a way that is difficult for competitors to emulate and that provides for future growth. Core competencies may be in the form of technology, skills of personnel, or knowledge and expertise solely owned by the organization. All competencies have value, but core competencies have more because they directly contribute to an organization's strategy. Strengths allow an organization to act on opportunities quickly. Weaknesses. Weaknesses are competitive liabilities. They may be things that an organization does poorly or cannot do at all. Weaknesses may be insufficient resources, tangible resources, such as production capacity, or intangible resources, such as a divisive or unethical organizational culture. Weaknesses may also be missing or deficient capabilities. Uncorrected weaknesses increase an organization's vulnerability to external threats. For example, a manufacturer knows that its employee relations are poor, primarily because managers and supervisors violate policies and cannot communicate and resolve disputes effectively. If the manufacturer does not improve its managers' and supervisors' skills, it may find that it is facing unionization campaigns, employment lawsuits, and regulatory fines. Opportunities. Opportunities are conditions in the external environment that could convey a competitive advantage. If the organization has the resources and capabilities to act on the opportunity, opportunities could be newly discovered and unmet customer needs in the market that could deliver new revenue with little competition, new technologies that can lower costs and increase competitiveness, or increases in market share because of the exit of a powerful competitor from the market. There could be an opportunity to grow and even to contract. For example, there may be an opportunity for the organization to sell a division that is no longer aligned with its strategy. The proceeds can then be invested in new strategically aligned ventures. Acting on opportunities generally requires building strengths and correcting weaknesses. It may also create the potential for new threats that must be evaluated. Threats. Threats can be environmental factors that will damage the organization's current competitiveness or profitability. They may be risks that can limit the success of a planned strategic action. For example, investment in a new production line intended to increase output may be threatened by the unforeseen emergence of a direct competitor who will divert revenue needed to offset the investment. The organization becomes more vulnerable to external threats when it does not build its competencies, correct its weakness, and commit to regular scanning of its internal and external environments. Effect of a SWOT analysis on strategy. The findings of a SWOT analysis can improve the choice, development, and execution of a business strategy. Potential strategies must be checked for alignment with the organization's strengths. Does the organization have the required resources, capabilities, and competencies? For example, a strategy to expand vertically to lower costs, perhaps by buying large suppliers, will work only given the required resources, for example, cash, credit, committed investors. Opportunities must be aligned with the organization's strengths. Does the organization possess the strengths to seize this opportunity? For example, the opportunity to purchase a rival will increase market share and competitive power. but may be more successful if the organization has learned to conduct mergers and manage change. Once the organization has committed to a strategy, it must address those weaknesses that will decrease the chances for strategic success. It may, for example, invest in technology that will increase productivity or flexibility. It may acquire another business that possesses necessary skills or market access. The organization must assess the threats to understand their likelihood and their impact. If the organization decides to proceed, it may take actions to protect itself. For example, in the healthcare industry, a threat to a pharmaceutical company that wants to introduce a new medicine is that regulatory authorities will refuse to grant a marketing license. A company can protect itself against this threat by meeting often with regulatory representatives throughout the process. A SWOT analysis can focus organizations on opportunities that take advantage of competitive strengths. It can advise on resources and capabilities that will require further development or steer the organization away from situations where it is at a competitive disadvantage. A SWOT analysis can also point out negative outcomes to withstand, avoid, or prepare for.